Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin. We left off on the very bottom of daf Tes Zayin and Beis. We were discussing all of the issues of din that one goes through on Rosh Hashanah, the three svarim of tzaddikim and Rishayim and Beinanim. So we're going to have a machlokas today between Bisham and Beis Hillel about the din of Beinanim, not on Rosh Hashanah, but La'asid Lavo. We're going to discuss what the din of tzaddikim and Rishayim and Beinanim is, but a machlokas Bisham and Beis Hillel about the din of Beinanim. Then we're going to list those people who are even worse off than Rishayim, who suffer a worse fate than Rishayim because they're worse people than Rishayim. The Gemara is then going to define some of those people on that list, like Poshe Yisrael Begufan, what does that mean? Poshe Umos Ha'olam Begufan, what that means. And the Gemara is going to give three suggestions how Hashem uses chesed with Beinanim. How is it that Hashem is mata klape chesed when it comes to Beinanim? And the bottom of Amnalf, we're going to talk about the wonderful midah of being mavir al midosav, that if a person is mevater, if a person is willing to easily forgive things, that indignities that he has to suffer, or he's mavir al midosav, that the great merit of doing that, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with someone who's Mavrel Midosev. The Gemara is going to talk about, going to raise several stiras and psukim, three different stiras and psukim, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses din or emes, or whether he uses rachamim, and what the difference is, when Hashem uses din, when he uses rachamim, which leads us right into a discussion of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And there's a famous Gemara about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Then the Gemara is going to have four questions on the idea that Shuva is Mekaren Gzardino Shaladin, that Shuva has the ability to tear up someone's Gzar Din. The Gemara is going to challenge that from four different places that to suggest that maybe Shuva does not have that ability, but we're going to defend each of those challenges. So the last thing we did yesterday was we identified three different Svarim that are opened up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Svarim of Rasham Gemurim, of Tzadikim Gemurim, and of Beinanim, and specifically we're talking about these Svarim as they relate to the Yemei Hadin, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So just to point out, Tosos over here explains in Dibra Maschav and Nechtam and Le'altu L'chaim that Tzadikim Gemurim means someone who has Rov Zechuyos. Tzadikim Gemurim doesn't mean 100% Zechuyos and no Averos, it means Rov Zechuyos. Rishayim are those who have Rov Avonos. It's Tosos L'shitasam that when we say Chayim and Misa over here, we're talking about Chayim and Misa Li'olam Haba. So you could say Rov Zechuyos or Rov Avonos. If you say like the other Rishonim, the Chaim and Misa means this year in this world, so then it would be very difficult to say that all tzaddikim, anyone who has more mitzvos than they have averos, are automatically going to survive the year, because people die who clearly have more mitzvos than they do averos, and people live who have more averos than they do mitzvos. So if you say like the Rishonim that it's about living now, living this year in this world, so then you have to have a different definition of what tzaddikim and what Rishonim mean. And that's what the Ramban writes, that tzaddikim gemurim and rishayim gemurim means tzaddikim and rishayim bedinam, meaning someone who zocha bedino is called tzaddikim. Doesn't mean that he has more mitzvos or more averus or whatever. It just means he wins in that din for this year, and that's why he's written for life for this year. The Rasha is someone who did not win in his din. He's Rasha bedino, and the Beinanim are those that his din is a little more complicated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is either machria lekav zchus or spends the esrei yemei tshuva figuring it out, so to speak, to determine what to do with such a person. Sefer HaChinuch has a third understanding. He says tzaddikim gemurim are people who have 100% zechuyos and zero avonos. They have nothing on the bad side. Rishayim gemurim are people who have only avonos. Beinanim are people with anywhere in between, either Rov Mitzvos or Rov Avonos. So a huge nafkamina between the way Tosus understands it, for example, and the way the Sefer HaChinuch understands it. Tosus understands that pretty much everybody is either a Tzaddik or a Rasha. You have to be a Mamish on the line, 50-50, to be a Beinani. The way the Sefer HaChinuch understands it is that everybody's a Beinani. You have to do everything wrong in life to be a Rasha, and everything right in life to be a Tzaddik. And the way the Ramban understands it is it's indeterminate. It's impossible for us to determine what percentage of people are tzaddikim or rishayim or beinanim, because it has to do with tzodek bedin shalmailo. We don't know who's tzodek bedin and who's rasha bedin. It has nothing to do with the exact number of averos. So now we move on about five lines from the bottom of the page to discuss not the din on Rosh Hashanah, but din in Lasadavo. Tanya beishami omrim gimel kitos hein liyom adin. There are three groups of people in the yom adin, and Rashi points out Tosus points out rather yom adin over here, Rashi also says, Rashi says, Liyom Adin means Kishe Yichyu Amesim. It tells us also, Kishe Yichyu Amesim, Kedemuch Kro. We're not talking about the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about by Tchias Amesim. Achash Shal Tzadikim Gemurin, there's the Tzadikim Gemurin, Vachash Shal Rishayim Gemurin, then there's the Rishayim Gemurin, Vachash Shal Beinanim, and then you have the Beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim li'alta l'chaye olam. So tzadikim gemurim are right away written l'chaye olam. Rishayim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim li'alta l'gehenim. The Rishayim gemurim are written and sealed l'gehenim. Shnem avrab mishayne ad masafar yakitzu ele l'chaye olam ve'ele l'charpol sederon olam. So some are going to get chaye olam and some are going to suffer. Beinanim yordin l'gehenim. The Beinanim go down to Gehenim, but umutzavtzefin va'olim. They cry out to Hashem and they daven, and slowly but surely they rise out of Gehenim. Shnemar Vayvesi Asashlish Zbev Tzraftim Ksarif Asakasav Vavchantim Kavchonas Azav Hu Yukare Bishmi Vaniya Neoso. That even though they're suffering and they're being put through the kiln, so to speak, of Gehenim, but when they Yukare Bishmi, when they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does respond to them. So the Beinanim have to suffer they have to take their licks in Gehenim, but ultimately they're able to emerge from Gehenim through crying out to Hashem. V'aleim Amarchana, and it's about them that Chana says Hashem memes u'mechaya morit sha'ol v'ya'al. Hashem is not only memes u'mechaya, not only does he determine who dies and who lives, but he's morit sha'ol, puts people down in the sha'ol in Gehenim v'ya'al, and they're able to come out as well, they're able to emerge. It's not forever the din in Gehenim. Beis Hillel has a comment the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time discussing later on in the Amud. V'rav chesed mata klape chesed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as the Rav Chesed, it means that he leans toward Chesed in judgment. As Rashi points out, this is a Beis Hillel's comment about Beinanim, that ho lemechzal mechzehem mates hahechre letzad zchus ve'in yodin legehenim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faced with the Beinani, who's 50-50, can go either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always go in the positive direction for such a person. He's always mate klape chesed. Va'aleyem amar David, and it's about such people that David says, ahafti ki yishma Hashem eskoli, that Hashem hears the voice of the person who is a Beinani. V'aleyem amar David, kola parsha kula, and that's what David really said, the entire parsha, about such people, about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with such people. It's the entire Tehillim Kuftas Zayin, Dalosi v'li Yoshia, Poshes, so the Dalosi v'li Yoshia, etc., that's the same, in the same chapter of Tehillim Kuftas Zayin, how Shomer P'sam Hashem, Dalosi v'li Yoshia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers salvation specifically to those who are Beinanim. Now, Poshes Yisrael Begufan, Poshes Mosaholam Begufan, Yordan L'Gehenim V'nidon Ba'yid Beis Chodesh. People who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan, which we're going to define later on in the Amud, what that means, what do they do to be determined, to be called people who are negligent amongst Israel with their bodies. And Poshe Yumos Ha'olam Begufan, all those people go to Gehenim and they suffer for 12 months. La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, and after 12 months of suffering in Gehenim, Gufan Kala, their bodies are destroyed. V'nishmasa nisrefes, their neshama is burnt. V'ruach mefazart and tachas kapos ragli tzadikim, and a wind blows their ashes under the feet of tzadikim for tzadikim to trample on. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'asosem rishayim kiyu efer tachas kapos raglechem, that they're going to be efer, they're going to be ashes underneath the kapos raglechem, the feet of the tzaddikim. Avla minim, but people who are minim, Rashi identifies what are minim, anashim asher havchu divrei elokim chayim l'ra'a, konstukim ubaitusin, people who take the words of the Torah and they translate it their own ways and they understand it their own ways and they turn it around to mean things that it doesn't really mean based on what we know from the Torah Shebal Peh. V'amisoros, people who maser other Jews, v'habikorsim, and people who Rashi says are mevazet talmidei chachamim, shekafru b'torah, people who are kofar b'torah, deny the Torah, v'shekafru b'tchias ha'mesim, or deny tchias ha'mesim, v'shapirshu midarkei tzibur, and people who separate themselves from the darkei tzibur, v'shenasnu chisisam be'eretz chayim, the Gemara is going to say what that means a little later on, v'shechatu v'ichtiyu esarabim, and people not only sin, but cause the masses to sin as well. Kigon Yeravam ben Nevat v'chaverav, like Yeravam ben Nevat and his chevra, Yira, Yordan leGehenim v'nidonim l'dori doros. Such people go to Gehenim and they suffer in Gehenim l'dori doros for generations and generations. Shneamar v'yatzu v'ro b'pigrei anoshim aposhim b'vigomer. Gehenim kala v'heinem and kalin. That Gehenim will be finished before they're finished. Meaning they're still going to continue to suffer even after there's no such thing as a Gehenim anymore. Shneamar v'tzurul mevalu sha'ol. That it's like they're mevalu the sha'ol. That they outlive the sha'ol. They're going to suffer even longer than the Sha'ol, which is a reference to Gehenim, will actually last. Now, there is a discussion about whether the list should include V'Shapir Shumidarke Tzibor. Rashi says that we should take that girsa out. Shapir Shumidarke Tzibor. Rashi says we should take that line out of the Gemara, because all of the people that are listed are, by definition, Pirshu Midarke Tzibor. Pirshu Midarke Tzibor is like a heading to all the top. Of course, in the Minim and Mosrim, and all those people are Parish Midarke Tzibor. So you don't have to have a separate item on the list to list people who are Parish Midarke Tzibor. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the third paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva, apparently does have the Girsa, because the Rambam in Halachi Aleph over there says that a Parish Midarke Tzibor means someone who doesn't do Averos necessarily, but he's Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael Ve'eno Osa Mitzvah. He separates himself from the Jewish community and doesn't identify with the Jewish community. So the person could daven three times a day and put on tefillin every day and eat matzah and Pesach and do all the mitzvahs, but he doesn't belong to the community. He doesn't identify with the community. And lo nichnas b'tzarasan. And when Klal Yisrael suffers, he doesn't suffer. He doesn't mind. V'lo misana b'tanisan. If everyone else is fasting, everyone else is struggling, it doesn't bother him at all. Elohol. He just goes on his own thing, he does his own thing, he goes in his own way. Such a person is Parish Midarke Tzibor. So it's not included in the other items on the list. It's a different kind of Bria. We're dealing with a person who doesn't really do anything terrible, but he doesn't identify with the rest of the Jewish community. And that's a Parish Midarke Tzibor in the view of the Rambam. So says the Gemara, v'kol kach lama, why do these people suffer so terribly? Mipnei shepashtu yideim bizvul. It's because they went against the Beis HaMikdash. What they did was to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar mizvul lo. Vein zvul el Beis HaMikdash. Zvul is the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar bano benisi beis zvul lach. So you say, v'aleim amar chana, and about them, Chana says, Hashem yachtu merivav, that they are the ones that battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aruch HaNar explains, when we say these are the people who destroy the Beis HaMikdash, we're not only referring to Rishayim of yesteryear when we used to have the Beis HaMikdash, who because of their Averus they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. No, Chazal tells us, the Gemara Brachos tells us that any generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not Nivna B'yamav, it's Ki'ilu Nechrav B'yamav. It's as if it was destroyed in our days. Meaning, it's an important thing. People often view it that the status quo is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And when we do enough to earn changing the status quo, we will then have a Beis HaMikdash. But Chazal, with their insight, are telling us otherwise, that even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that is not the status quo. The status quo of the Jewish people is that we have a Mikdash. We have to earn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash each and every generation to not have it back. Meaning, if we just don't earn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, then the natural state of Klal Yisrael is with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishayim who continue to do Averos that cause us to not have the Beis HaMikdash, they're considered Poshim Yideim Bezvol. Not that they just prevented it from coming back, but it's Ki'ilu, they actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's so terrible. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Avinu, their faces are like the black of the bottom of a pot. They're like the people who are living it up in Machuza, who are enjoying the good life in Machuza, and they're the people that we refer to as Bnei Gehenim. There's an interesting shaila in the Marsham. The Marsham had to deal with the following case. There was a butcher who was caught selling trefa meat for years to other people, every generation or so, more frequently now actually, but it comes up that you have something like this. It's a big yetzer hara for money. So a butcher was caught selling trefa meat as kosher, and his children paid a lot of money for the kever right next to a tzaddik, right next to a certain tzaddik, and they buried him right next to a tzaddik. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that we're in covering Russia etzel tzaddik. We don't bury a Russia next to a tzaddik. Rav Shachter said that's where the minhag developed, that shuls have certain areas of cemeteries, because the assumption is you're roughly like the people you identify with. Yesterday's parsha, Oil the Russia, Oil the Shcheino. We learned the lesson from yesterday's parsha. So if you hang out with Rishayim, you're probably roughly on the same level as the Rishayim. You hang out with Tzaddikim, you're probably roughly on the same level. So we don't bury a Rashi Etzel Tzaddik, so we assume people that are in the same circles are generally around the same level of religious observance. But it's halach, you're not allowed to bury a Rashi Etzel Tzaddik. See, here they have this guy buried, and then when the Marsham was asked, should we move him? Should we get the body out of there? So the Marsham writes in Chelek Zayin, Simen Mem Zayin, that even though a regular Rashi, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, that even though l'chadchila you don't bury a Rashi Etzel Tzaddik, but b'dieved, once he's already buried, you wouldn't move him, that's only by a Stam Rasha, says the Marsham, because we say that Stam Rasha, maybe he already had his Kapara in Shemayim, and therefore it's no longer a Rasha Eitzel Tzaddik. Now it's a Tzaddik Eitzel Tzaddik, because he had a Kapara in Shemayim. But Machti as a Rabbim, he's on this list of people that don't get a Kapara, he's L'dore Doros, he's going to be suffering. So he didn't have his Kapara. Mimela, you would have to move the Machti as a Rabbim. And the Marsham says that you don't even have to be Choshish, maybe the guy did Tshuva, because if you look in the Ramah writes in Yoredei, but if you look in the Rambam, also, where the Rambam identifies people who ain't maspikim yadam lasos tshuva or are unable to do tshuva, so one of the 24 people on the list of people who cannot do tshuva are people who are machti asarabim. So you don't even have to be choshesh that maybe you did tshuva, because it's the darkei tshuva are closed in front of him to a certain extent. It's not easy to do tshuva from such a thing, from being machti asarabim. So this is very serious stuff, even lahalacha lemaisa, that the Marsham wasn't willing to allow him to stay buried in such a place when he identified himself as one of the people on this list. Amr Mar, so we had said earlier in the Amud that Beisil Amr Rav Chesed Mata Klape Chesed. That Beisil says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rav Chesed tilts in the direction of Chesed. When dealing with the Beinoni, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go toward the direction of Chesed. But doesn't it say Vevesi Ashlishis Ba'esh? Sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be Mata Klape Chesed. So Gemara says, Hasan Poshe Yisrael Begufan. No, that's dealing with people who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to judge them favorably. So Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Va'amrit Laslu Takanta. Well, wait a second. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, we already said that they're the worst. They have no Takana whatsoever. So what does that even mean, that the Poshe Yisrael Begufan is the Beinoni who we... who's says now Poshe Yisrael Begufan has no takana if he's also a Rasha, meaning if he also has Rov Avonos plus he's Poshe Yisrael Begufan, then he has no takana. Hacha mechza avonos mechza zechuyos vispu nami avon de Poshe Yisrael Begufan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're dealing with a person who's 50-50, but amongst his many sins is the fact that he's Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so then he's just not mat to klape chesed. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to lean in the direction of chesed. Lo sagile delav vevesias ashlishes be'esh, he's going to have to suffer the consequences of being a poshe yisol begufan before he gets out of it, before he gets his kapara. V'im lav v'rav chesed mata klape chesed. But if he's not a poshe yisol begufan and he's just a regular beinoni, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mata klape chesed. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lean in the direction of chesed. V'alein amar David ahavti ki yishma Hashem. And it's about them that David says, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. So the way it turns out, Tosafot points out that even though by other Rishonim and Gemurim that are Rov Avonos, they're Nechtam L'Gehenim, that's only Yud Beis Chodesh, but then they're Ola, and they have a Chelek Olam Haba. But if amongst their many Averos is Poshe Yisrael Begufan, then Gufan Kala, then we go through all the things we said earlier, that their body is destroyed, and their souls are burnt, and it's under the legs at the feet of the Tzaddikim, etc. That's for people who are Rishonim, plus Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Rishayim without Poshe Yisrael Begufan have a different Gehenim for 12 months, but then they're older, then they come out of the Gehenim. The Rosh says that turns out that there are 6 different levels, meaning as much as we started with 3 levels, the Rishayim, the Tzadikim, the Beinanim, it turns out when all the dust settles in our Gemara that there are actually 6 levels. Tzadikim Gemurim, the people with Rov Zuchiyos, are Nechtavim Nechtavim Lialto Chaylam Abba. That's level 1. Then you have Beinanim who are Mechtzal Mechtza and are not Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so that that's Rav Chesed, Mata Klape Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're 50-50 and amongst the Averos is not the Averos Poshe Yisrael Begufan, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lean in the direction of Chesed. Then you have Beninim, who amongst their Averos is the Aver of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, so there Yari L'Gehenim and Tzav Tzifin Va'olim. They go down to Gehenim and they have to cry their way out of Gehenim. Then you have Rishayim, who are mostly who do more averus than mitzvos, but amongst their averus is not the averus poshe yisol begufan. So they go to Gehenim for 12 months, and then they go lechayel maba. Then you have Rishayim, who in addition to being Rishayim are also poshe yisol begufan. There you are the Gehenim liyud beis chodesh, and after liyud beis chodesh, their bodies are wiped out, their neshamas are burnt and scattered underneath. The ashes are scattered underneath the feet of the tzaddikim, and then you have the tzdukim ubaitusim and the Masoros, and their Yari L'Ganim L'Dari Doros, they never get out of Ganim. So it's actually six different levels in the Maskanas HaGemara. First wide line, Darash, or first medium-sized line, Darash Rava, Mai Dixiv Ahavti Kishma Hashem. What is the Pasuk teaching us when it says Ahavti Kishma Hashem? Amra Knesset Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ema Sayani Ahuva Lefnecha, when am I beloved to you, Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Bizman Shata Shomea Kol Tachnunai, when you hear the voice of my tefillos, Dalosi Vili Yoshia, Afal Bishadol Ani Min HaMitzvos, even though I'm poor from mitzvos, Li Na Lo Shia, it's worthwhile to save me, it's pleasant and good and nice to save me. Poshe Sol Begufan my nihu. What exactly are Poshe Sol Begufan? So Amar Rav Karkafta Delo Manach Tfilin. We're dealing with a person who doesn't put on tefillin. That's the definition of Poshe Sol Begufan. So Tosos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean they don't put on tefillin? That they don't put on tefillin because Mevuzal of Mitzvah Tfilin. They think the Mitzvah of Tfilin is a bizayon, and that's why they don't put on tefillin. They find it disgusting. They find it inappropriate to put on tefillin. Once the Mechanich once told me that he had a student who refused to put on tefillin because the student said it's inhumane to put on tefillin. It's to use animal things to strap around. So such that's poshe yisol begufan. Someone who finds it to be something that's buzzy to put on tefillin, so that's poshe yisol begufan. But someone who's not maniach tefillin because he's afraid that he doesn't have a guf naki, he's so frum and he's such yir shemayim or OCD, depending on the situation, that he's afraid that he doesn't have a guf naki. So even though it's an averi hibiyado, because we assume that a person is able to keep a guf naki for the shah kala, for the short amount of time that you need to actually put on tefillin, but he's not considered a poshe yisrael begufan. The Urayim writes that even someone who's lazy is not and doesn't put on tefillin out of laziness is not considered a poshe yisrael begufan. It's dafka if someone is because of mevuza be'enav. But the Beis Yosef points out that from the Torah it sounds not that way. From the Torah it sounds that the Torah disagrees with all these shittos, and the Torah holds that someone who doesn't put on tefillin me'eze tam sheyia, for whatever reason it may be, whether it's because he's lazy or anything, he's poshe yisrael begufan. Someone who doesn't put on tefillin is poshe yisrael begufan, period. It doesn't make a difference what his excuse is for not putting on tefillin. So the Ran writes, so what is it about tefillin that makes it poshe yisrael begufan? So the Ran says nothing really. It's lav davka tefillin. We're talking about any mitzvah shebeguf. Means poshe yisrael begufan means when you have a mitzvah, it's on the guf, and you don't do the mitzvah. So kriya shema, birch samazon, any mitzvah that a person never does is bechal poshe yisrael begufan. But the Ritva says no. It's dafka, and the Ritva writes that ikur poshe yisrael begufan is by an averus sheish bakares. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that in addition to being someone, in addition for tachiyuv ekares being considered poshe yisrael begufan, the chiddush of the Gemara is that sometimes a person can violate a mitzvah saseh betoch mered if he's doing it in a rebellious way, and that's also going to be considered poshe yisrael begufan. Also, Tosov here quotes from a mechilta, an interesting comment that the mechilta has. Tosos in Karkafta d'lomanach tefillin quotes from the mechilta that someone who's osik b'torah is pater min tefillin. So why is that? That someone who's osik b'torah is pater from tefillin? So four explanations Rishonim have. The Ran writes because osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah, which is a very shvara thing, because normally we assume osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah does not apply to someone who's osik b'talmud torah, because then no one would ever do mitzvahs, because talmud torah is a chiv, that's every single second of the day. So normally we would assume it doesn't apply to Osik B'Talmud Torah. But the Ran says that's what Osik B'Torah Patur Min HaTefillin, that's what the Mechilta must be telling me. Or, says the Ran, maybe it means Osik B'Torah doesn't need the os that because the Divrei Torah are the os, meaning tefillin are considered an os on a person. So if a person has the os of Torah, he doesn't need the os of tefillin. Similar to the reason why we say that a person, the Gemara says, a person doesn't put on tefillin on Shabbos, is because we have the os of Shabbos, so we don't need a separate os of tefillin. So someone who's osik b'Torah doesn't need the os of tefillin. The Ritva writes, because if a person is learning Torah, he's going to have a hesek hadas from his tefillin. And you're not allowed to have a hesek hadas when you're wearing tefillin, he's going to be focused on his learning. Right? When a person puts on tefillin, he should be connected, he should be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Vloshner writes in Nefesh HaKadosh, when you're sitting and learning, you're not supposed to be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to be focused on your learning. You're supposed to be thinking about what you're learning. So that could be a hesek hadas in the tefillin. So the Ritva says, is that really hesek hadas? What does hesek hadas in tefillin mean? Hesek hadas doesn't mean that you lack focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu for a moment. Hesek Hadas means that you're thinking about inappropriate things, that your person's mind wanders to things that it shouldn't be wandering to. But a person learning Torah, is that really Hesek Hadas? So he says, it's not really Hesek Hadas, it's not Divrei Chol, but still it's not the best way to focus on the mitzvah of Tefillin, and therefore you put from Tefillin if you're learning Torah. The Yerushalmi gives another reason. Says, Tefillin is Laman Tiyat Torah Hashem Beficha. That's the purpose of Tefillin. When you have Tiyat Torah Hashem Beficha, so then you don't need the Tefillin to accomplish Torah Hashem, because you're already learning. Okay, but that's the Mechilta that tells us quotes over here. So Poshe Yisrael Begufan are people who don't wear tefillin. Poshe Umos HaOlam Begufan. What's the definition of Poshe Umos HaOlam Begufan? Amarav Bavera. That's talking about the Avera of sexual immorality, of Arayos. Good. So Vishanasnu Chisisam Be'eretz Chayim. Who does that refer to? Amarav Chisam Zeparnis Hamatel Eimi Yisera Letzibur Shalol L'Shem Shemayim. Someone who uses intimidation techniques over the Tzibur is a leader of the community who intimidates people, not L'Shem Shemayim. Amarav Yidom Rav Kalparnis Hamatel Eimi Yisera Letzibur Someone who behaves in this manner is not going to have a child who's a Talmud Chacham. Someone who makes others fear him, not for the sake of serving Hashem, is going to not see Chacham Elev amongst his own children. So we had said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he deals with Beinanim, leans in the direction of Chesed. So says Gemara, what does he do to make it lean in the direction of Chesed? What mechanism does Hashem use to take a Beinoni and turn him into a Tzaddik and make him be Mata Klapei Chesed? So the Gemara has three suggestions of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Rabbi Lazar Omer Kovsho. He takes the side of the scale. He takes the side of the scale of Zuchus and he pushes it down on the side of the Zuchus. So the Averos go up and the Mitzvos go down, so it looks like the Mitzvos are outweighing the Averos. Shnemar Yashav Yachmenu Yichbosh Avonoseinu. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Amar, No say. Shnemar Nosei Avon Vover Al Pesha. No, he doesn't push down on the side of Zuchios, he lifts up on the side of Avonos. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the din, by lifting up on the other side. Tosia Makapurim points out, so it wasn't my nafkamina, whether he's Kovsho, no, so it's what kind of game is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just moves it around one direction or the other. Says the Gemara is just using expressions to try to discern whether the person is actually going to have to pay the price for his averos, for the full extent of his averos, meaning even though Yenachinami is going to get his olam haba, but he's going to have to suffer a little bit for his averos. If you say kovsho, the averos, the number of averos doesn't change. It's just like Kodesh Baruch Hu treats him as if he has more zuchios, but he still has to get punished in olam hazeh for the averos that he has done, and for every single one, meaning the burden of his averos wasn't lightened. It's just that the number of mitzvos was increased. But if you say no so, then it's as if Kodesh Baruch Hu threw away couple of the averos. So when he has to face his din in olam hazeh to suffer for the averos that he did, he's not going to have to fully suffer for all of the averos that he did. But then there's a third shita, Tanbei Rabbi Shmuel, Maver Rishon Rishon. The way Rashi understands this, there are different shitos in Rishonim. How to understand this? The way Rashi understands is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs the averos, he takes the first avera and doesn't put it on the scale. And V'cheini Amida, and if it turns out to be that first Avera would have made it 50-50, he keeps it off of the scale. He never puts that Avera on the scale, and in that way, the person who's really 50-50 doesn't get his Avera to be measured. V'cheini Amida, Amar Rav Avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak, but that Avera doesn't get erased. Hashem puts it in his pocket, Di'ika Ruba Avonos Machshav Adayu. But if it turns out that there are more Averos than there are mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts that one back on the scale, and it gets counted as well, and the person's going to get punished for that one as well. Amar Rava, Kala Mavrel Midosav Mavirun La Kol Pshav. Anyone who has the Midah Vatranus, someone who's Mavrel Midosav, who's willing to forgive things, so he's Mavirun La Kol Pshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook his Averos. The Gemara in Yumar Daf Chav Gimel asks the question that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yatzadok in Yuma that Kol Tamil Chacham Sheinu Nokim Venoter Kenacha Sheinu Tamil Chacham. That a Tamil Chacham that doesn't seek vengeance and hold them, you know, hold people accountable for their lack of kavod and for is not a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says that what about Kol Mavrel Midosav? So the Gemara says that's for the Gemara answers that Mefaisalei Mefayes that when we say that Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Nokim Minoter Kenachas Ezeinu Talmud Chacham, that's if the person never apologized. But once the person apologizes, you have to be completely Mavrel Midosav. It has to be Ki'ilu. It never happened. Once the person is willing to be mefayis the Talmud Chacham, so then he has to pretend as if the whole story never happened. But it's a good mita to be able to be mavrel midosav. Rav Willig just spoke in DRS last week, and he said he quoted from Rav Pam. He said that the sweetest type of yisurin, the best type of yisurin, the most delicious yisurin a person could ever have is the yisurin of suffering bizyonis, that someone's going to cause you to suffer bizyonis, better than having all the other types of yisurin of no parnasa and no health and all the suffering bizyonis. You should dance when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that your yisurin. Be mavrel midosav, be happy about it. He said that he was on the phone once and someone was yelling at him, and his children walked into the room and they saw Rabbi Willig dancing. Like, what are you doing? He said, I'll explain later. And he said, Mavrel Midosa, he said, they're suffering bizyonis. I was so happy that that's my yisurin, that's what I have to suffer. So kedai to be Mavrel Midosa always. So Shinemar, Nosi Oven Vovral Pesha. So the Ritva raised the question that Megillah tells us Rav Papa, every single night would be mochel of anyone who is people of minhag to do this by Kriyas Shema Lamita, before Kriyas Shema Lamita. Every single night to be mochel anyone who did anything wrong to him. So the Ritva raises the question, well, manavshach, how did they wrong him? If it's b'mili d'alma, so pshita, of course, lo sikom v'lo sitor, of course he's going to be mochel everyone. And if it's b'mili d'shemaya, well then kol tamul chacham shein nokim noter kenachash zeinu tamul chacham. He has to hold a grudge. He's not allowed to forgive. So the Ritva says, not talking about mili b'alma. And the Maila of Rav Papa was that it doesn't say that was that the Torah never says that you have to be mochel mechila shemayim. It's just lo sikim lo sitar, that you shouldn't take vengeance down here. But it doesn't say anywhere that you have to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't make the guy suffer. But a person's going to go to sleep at night and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be good to the person. So that's a different madrega. The Ran says no. It's talking about that they weren't mevazehim in that case. They were just mitzayer him. So if the Talmud Chacham Zeinu Nokim Noter, talking about when they were mevazah the Talmud Chacham, if they're just mitzar the Talmud Chacham, then he has every right to be mochel. Or if it was done privately, where it wasn't a bizayin haTorah, so then he has every right to be mochel. Okay, so again, Shenemar Nosi Avon Vover Al Pesha, Lemi Nosi Avon, Lemish Over Al Pesha, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing to put up with his averos? Someone who's Over Al Pesha, someone who's willing to forgive some people's averos against him. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Chalash, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua once got sick. All Rav Papa Lishula Beis. Rav Papa went to go visit and see what's doing. Chazid Chalish Le'amla. Rav Papa took one look at him and said, this guy's not going to make it. He's going to die any moment. So he told the family, you better get his tachrichin ready because it's not good. And then he got better. He had a refuah. Have a mixif Rav Papa Le'michsia. So Rav Papa was embarrassed because he's the one that ordered his shrouds. You know, he placed the order for the coffin and he felt embarrassed that he's better now. So he said, what did you see? So in Hachiyava, he says, you know what? You were right. I was about to die. But I saw that the conversation going on up in Shemayim was that Kodesh Baruch Hu said that since he's Mavrel Midosav, that we should leave him alone. Let's not kill him. Shenemar Nosi Avon Vover Al Pesha. Lemi Nosi Avon, who's Hashem willing to be Nosi Avon for? Over Pesha. Someone who's willing to over Pesha. L'sheiris Nachlaso, Pasuk continues, Am Rabbi Yachab Rav Chanina, Aliyah V'Kotzba. It's like a fatty tail. tail, the most delicious part of the animal, but for kotzba, there's a thorn in it. That's an expression Rashi says that it's a davar tanchumin, but it has something very very difficult in it to handle as well, because it's l'sheiris nachlaso v'lo l'kol nachlaso. It's only l'sheiris nachlaso, it's not for everybody. L'misha mesim atzmo kishirayim. This idea that Hashem is no se pasha, that Hashem is no se avon, that Hashem is willing to put up with the person's averos, it's not for everybody. It's only for someone who treats himself like shirayim, that the person treats himself like he's leftovers, like he's worthless, and therefore willing to forgive indignities that he suffers. Rav Huna Rami. So the Gemara is going to have a series of three stiros that are basically all the same basic concept, where the one pasuk implies that Kadosh Baruch Hu uses strict justice, and the other one where he seems to use tzedek. So Rav Huna Rami, where he uses rather rachamim. Ksiv tzedek Hashem b'chol d'rachav. It says that Hashem is tzedek b'chol d'rachav. Uksiv v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Which is it? Tzedek implies strict justice and righteousness, and chassid implies beyond the letter of the law. So b'tchila tzedek l'b'sof chassid. Originally starts off as tzedek, but then ultimately is chassid. So the meaning that could refer to Rosh Hashanah versus Yom Kippur, the way some of the Rishonim are saying that Rosh Hashanah is tzedek and by Yom Kippur it's chassid. Rabbi Elazar Rami. Rabbi Elazar asks the following stira. Ksiv ulucha Hashem chesed uksiv ki atat shalim l'ish kemaaseyu. On the one hand says Hashem does chesed, on the other hand says Hashem pays back a person kemaaseyu according to his actions. So b'tchila ki atat shalim kemaaseyu ulbasof ulucha Hashem chesed. Again, Hashem starts with judgment, but then ultimately leans toward chesed. Ilfi varmila ilfa Rami. Third stira along the same lines. Ksiv rav chesed uksiv ve'emes. It says rav chesed, but it also says ve'emes. So b'tchila ve'emes ulbasof rav chesed. Again, the same idea. Hashem starts with emes, but then shifts into ve'rav chesed. Once we start talking about the midas harachmim, vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra, amr Rabbi Yochanan mali mikra kasa v'yav shalom amr. Had the pasuk not said it, we would not be allowed to say such a thing. Malamit shenasata v'kadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur. It's as if Hashem wraps himself up like a shliach tzibur, v'herala l'moshe seder tefila, and he demonstrates to Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillah. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven when there's tzaros. Amar lo, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, calls man she Yisrael chotin, whenever Klal Yisrael does Navera, Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh, you do in front of me like this order of the Yidgum Nisarachmim, v'ani mochalem, and I will immediately be mochalem. Hashem, Hashem, so now we go into some of the Nisarachmim. Actually, before we get into that, Nisadev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibur, the Torah writes in Simtav Kav Samachay, in the name of Rav Nassan, that a yachid should never say the Yud Gimel Midas. The Yud Gimel Midas is only for a tzibur. So the Torah says, "Mach Shash Yesh B'davar." What are you talking about? The Yud Gimel Midas Arachim are Pesukim in the Torah. So why is it any worse than just reading Pesukim in the Torah? Yachid is allowed to learn Torah. So Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Rashba that when a Yachid says it B'derech Tfila, B'derech Bakashas Rachimim, so you're not allowed to say it. That's what it means that a Yachid's not allowed to say. You want to say Kikari B'Torah, that's fine. Where do we get the idea that a Yachid can't say the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim? Because the imagery the Gemara uses to describe Hashem using the Yidgum Mitzrachim is Nisatev Kishliach Tzibur. One of the things the Mishnah Masechet Megillah lists off 10 different items that you need a minyan for, that you can't do with less than a minyan. One of the things that we don't have with less than a minyan is a Shliach Tzibur. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisatev Kishliach Tzibur, it means that there's a minyan present, that there's 10 people present. If there is no minyan, then there's no Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Unless you read it Kikare B'Torah. So some read it with the trap or whatever, so you read it as if you're Kikare B'Torah. But it's amazing. You could have the same words that you read, and depending what your Kavanah is when you're reading it. If you're reading it B'Torah, Pesukim in the Torah, so it has one status. You're reading it B'Torah, Tefillah, it has another status. We find that similar concept. The Talmid Rabbein Yonah in Brachos writes that there is a halacha. We know the Gemara tells us that Dvarim Shebuchsav Yatarash Elom Rambal Peh. They are not allowed to say Dvarim Shebuchsav Bal Peh. Another rule, Kopsukim Lo Paskim Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon. Talmid Rabbein Yonah in Brachos writes that that rule, Dvarim Shebuchsav Yatarash Elom Rambal Peh, doesn't apply to things that you say B'Torah, Tefillah, or B'Torah, anything else other than B'Torah, Torah. Meaning, for example, person wants to say Kriya Shema Bal Peh. It's mutter to say Kriya Shema Bal Peh. It's Dvarim Shebuchsav Yatarash Elom Bal Peh. How are you allowed to say Bal Peh? Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim don't read from a sinner, and they're saying Birchas Kohanim as they're reading Pesukim. Dvarim Shebuchsav. But they're not doing it B'Torah's Pesukim. So if you're not doing it B'Torah's Pesukim, it doesn't follow the halachos of Pesukim. So you have a similar concept over here. So the Gemara goes on, Hashem, Hashem, So ani Hashem, aniu kodem sheyachta adam, vaniu laachar sheyachta adam yasa tshuva. The double expression of Hashem Hashem is to tell us that Hashem is the same Hashem before a person does an avera and after a person does an avera and does tshuva from that avera. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam over here that these two shemos Hashem are two of the yud gimel midos harachamim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos before the chet and then again after the tshuva, as if nothing ever happened in the first place. But the Tosfos then quotes that from Megillah Starim de Rabbeinu Nissim that Eino Mona Shem Harishon Shiesh Psik Bein Hashemos, that we don't count the first Hashem as one of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. What we're saying is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Shashmo Hashem, His name is Hashem, Kara Hashem Rachamim V'Chanan etc. He is the Hashem which is one of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim Rachamim V'Chanan etc. Not Zechesed Lalafim, He counts as two separate Midos. Not Zechesed is one Midah, and La'alafim is another midah. That midah tov is meruba by 500 times over midah's pranas. So that's la'alafim. That's the extra midah of la'alafim. Now, not just that he does chesed, that he guards chesed for time, but that it's la'alafim that he guards chesed for 2,000 years, 2,000 generations. So kel rachum v'chanun, amar avido bris krusel yudgal midah sheinun chosos rekom. That it's a covenant with the yudgal midos that we don't get turned away empty handed after saying yudgal midos rachum v'shenemar, hine enochi kores bris. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Gedola tshuva shemkras gzardino shel adam. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that tshuva is so great that it could tear up a gzardin of a person. Shneimar hashmein leva mazev aznav achbeid veinav hosha pen yira beinav aznav yishmal vavol yavin v'shav v'rapelo. No matter how bad we are, no matter how fat our heart was, no matter how heavy our ears were, no matter how much we refused to listen, but v'shav v'rapelo, we do tshuva and there's refuah. Amler of papa labai v'dilmul fnei gzardin. Maybe this is before the gzardin. How does this tell you that the tshuva will undo an already existing gzar din? Maybe this just means that if we preempt the gzar din with tshuva, so we'll avoid the gzar din. The lashon of refuah implies that there's a problem that needs to be healed. That problem is the gzar din. So Meisve, the Gemara challenges this idea that tshuva could be correct gzar din. We're going to have four challenges. So challenge number one: Hashav bein atayim mochlin lo loshav bein atayim afilu hevi. If a person doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he could do all of the tshuva in the world afterwards, and it's not going to help. He's not going to have a mechila. I thought tshuva could be korea gzar din. What happens in Yom Kippur? It's the finality of the gzar din. But we're now saying that once you miss the boat on Yom Kippur, you're done. So says Mar Lo Kasha, Habi Yachid Abit Tzibur. It depends whether it's a yachid or a tzibur. For a yachid, he's done, but the tzibur always has the ability. Tshuva. Meisa Gemara challenges the second time. Einei Hashem Elokechaba itim l'tova itim l'ra'a. That Hashem is always looking at our soul, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. Itim l'tova ketzad. How does it mean for good? Harei Shai Yisrael Rasham Gemurim Rashanu Paskalam Gisham Muatim. If Klal Yisrael were Rashayim on Rashana and they deserve very little rain, l'sof chazurban, and then they do tshuva, losuf aleini efsha shekvar nigzru gzera. Hashem can't add more rain because the gzera is already made. Elokrosh Baruch Hu maridim bezmanim al ha'aretz hatzrichul and hakol fi aretz. Hashem maximizes where he makes it rain and when he makes it rain. Itim l'ra ketzad, and how does it work in the reverse? Harei shal yisol tzadikim gemurim Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Klal Yisol were great on Rosh Hashanah. Upaskal leim gesham rubin, and therefore Hashem made a psak that there was going to be a lot of rain for them. L'sof chazruben, and then they went off and did bad things. So l'ifchas me'an yafshay, you can't give them less rain, shekvar nigzer gzer, because the gzer is already made. El kodesh baruch hu meridin shalom bezman, el arat shein etzrich led. It's just Hashem brings it at the wrong times in the wrong places. L'tova So, isn't this comment a raya against the idea that tshuva could be korea gzardin? Because what did we say? That if they had a bad gzardin and then they did tshuva, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't change it. He can only adjust where it's going to rain, when it's going to rain, but he can't change it. Well, why can't he change it? Let it be korea the gzardin. Well, when there's another eitza without having to tear up the gzardin and still get the same result, well, Hashem will go with the other eitza. Then he'll make it rain in the good places at the good times. Third challenge, we cry out to Hashem and Hashem responds. Aslan Simonus Kachim Rakan Shapatora Lomulcha Taku Kodum Gzardin Nanin Taku Lachar Gzardin Eino Nanin. That the idea is that if we cry out before the Gzardin is made, then we're answered. But if we cry out after the Gzardin is already made, too late, we're not going to be answered. So don't you see, Tshuva doesn't help to tear up a gzar din. Says Gemara, hani nami ki yichidin damu. No, that's the case where it's like yichidin. By yichidin, it doesn't work. And then the final challenge, Toshma shala baluria hagiyoris is from Gamliel. Baluria hagiyoris es from Gamliel. Ksiv b'toraschem. It says in your Torah. I don't know if this is before she became a gyoris. Toraschem, your Torah. Hashem lo yisapanim. Uksiv yisa Hashem panav elecha. Says Hashem doesn't show favoritism, and then Hashem does show favoritism. Nitfala Rabbi Yossi Akoi, Nomer lahem shlucha mashal ma'adav adom. Rabbi Yossi Akoi says, let me explain. Ladam shnosha b'chaver man, v'kavalos man, v'fnei ha-melech, v'nishvalo b'chai ha-melech. Someone owes his friend $100. He says, I swear by the life of the king that I'll pay you back by a certain time. He gives man v'lo paru. He didn't pay back by that time, but the faisis ha-melech. So he goes and apologizes to the king for swearing by his life that he's going to pay back by that time. V'amalo el boni machlech. King says, my covenant mochel to you. Lechu payesis chavircha. But the person you owe the money to is the guy that you really need to apologize to as well. So here as well, there's a difference between melon makom and melon chaver. Melon chavero, Hashem can't be no seponim, can't show favoritism. But melon chavero, Hashem can show favor. Ad shabur Rabbi Kiva v'limed kan kodem gzardin kan liachar gzardin. But then Rabbi Kiva said, no, the difference is that after gzardin, Hashem doesn't show any favoritism. So bottom line is, you see, that tshuva cannot tear up a gzardin. Once it's after the gzardin, it's too late. And so the Gemara, hachanami b'yachid. Now it's also talking about a case of a yachid. It's not too late for a yachid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the second line tomorrow.